This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
It is back to school season, and many college students are adjusting to remote learning or new campus regulations in the middle of a pandemic. But international students face even more hurdles right now in trying to build a future in the U.S. WBEZ's Minju Park explains.
As a mechanical engineering student at the Illinois Institute of Technology in Chicago's Bronzeville neighborhood, Wo-Fi Ewa is no stranger to cram sessions and all-nighters.
So we are in the engineering center. There was a time that I used to live on campus more than I lived in my own home. Sometimes midterms are all over the place, so a lot of painful memories here.
But as an international student from Nigeria, Ewa also has bigger worries on his mind, like if he's able to stay in the U.S. past May graduation. And he says that concern became more apparent when a federal order in July required international students to take at least one in-person course to maintain status.
It definitely feels like the administration is fickle and could just, you know, release policies when they feel like it, which is very unnerving.
That policy has since been rescinded, and Ewa is now following IIT's plan of a mix of online and in-person classes for the fall. But Ewa says many insecurities remain. And as an incoming senior, he's already thinking about his job search. International students typically attend school on an F1 student visa, which is valid up to 60 days past graduation. So many students looking to stay in the U.S. seek jobs at companies that sponsor H-1B foreign worker visas, which can be costly for the company. Ewa wasn't eager to jump into the job search, so he pushed back his graduation by adding a minor.
I didn't want to graduate and not be able to find a job and lose my status and go back home and, you know, try to do the whole process again.
It's not just figuring out the logistics of obtaining work and visas. It's also the emotional weight of the insecurity. Ajapa Sharma moved to Chicago from Nepal in 2018 to get a PhD in history at the University of Illinois at Chicago in Little Italy.
I've been feeling very anxious. It's very hard for me to actually sit down and do my work. I feel like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I've changed like 2 therapists so far, and it's very difficult.
Sharma was supposed to be back home in Nepal right now to research the extradition of Nepalis from India in the 20th century. But the pandemic forced her to cancel, which could push back her program by a year. Sharma says she's concerned the university may discontinue funding her for the extra time because her student visa prohibits her from working off campus. And if Sharma extends her program, she said she'd also have to undergo the long process of applying for a visa extension.
Even before the pandemic, the approval rate has been slashed down significantly, and the visa processing times have been very long, and a lot of extensions have not been issued.
UIC is taking some of the burden off international students by providing online advising sessions and keeping campus housing open. But Sharma says she still feels vulnerable with limited protections.
The discourse is pretty much, go back to where you came from. There's a pandemic. You came here on these conditions. It feels as if we have to constantly justify our being here. And those kind of big words that universities throw, like diversity, inclusion, this and that, just seem like words.
In recent months, Sharma says she's seeing international students band more closely together than before, which brings her some hope. She joined the UIC group International Students Supporting Each Other, which organizes students to voice their concerns to university leadership.
Having that group makes me realize that I'm not alone and there are ways to fight back.
As the school year picks up, Sharma says she's looking forward to getting back to her students as a teaching assistant and making progress in her research. Minju Park, WBEZ News.